Om Shanti. 29th May 2019, Wednesday. Today's slogan: an elevated soul is one who overcomes every adverse situation with his own original stage. An elevated soul is one who overcomes every adverse situation with his own original stage. One's own original stage, Swasthiti. So with the help of Swasthiti, original stage, one can overcome every adverse situation. And the soul who does this is the elevated soul. So we are not doing anything to the situation. We are not touching the situation. And yet, we are overcoming the situation. It is just like, this is the line, and without touching the line, you have to make it short. So how do you do? Without touching the line, you have to make this line short. Draw a big line. The short line, the original line, is adverse situation. Without touching the adverse situation, without doing anything to the situation, without doing anything to the persons, without doing anything to people, to place, persons, places and circumstances. This is the short line. Without touching them, we are making them small. How? By drawing a big line. And what is this big line? Original stage. So this is the original stage, Swasthiti, and this is the Paristhiti, or difficult situation, adverse situation. And one who can do such a thing is an elevated soul. So original stage, Swasthiti, has to be made strong. As a result of this, the things would become small. The vibrations of the original stage would influence these situations, persons and circumstances, and they would get transformed. Original stage has that much power to change the things which are happening outside. If there is no original stage, and if you keep on changing the places, persons and circumstances, there would be conflicts. Try to change any person. What happens? Teach him every day that you should change, you should change, you should change. What will happen? He will get irritated. Try to change persons, places. This place is not good. It's very hot. I have to go to some place, some hill station. You go there. Everything is good, but there is no water. You try to change the place. Everything is good, but it's too much rains. Everything is good. You try to change the place, some other place. Some or other fault would be there in the place. Ventilation is not good. Somewhere people, surrounding people are not good. Now try to change even the circumstances. Forcibly, you will find that they will become all the more difficult to tackle. So, whether it is persons, places and circumstances, you cannot directly attack them. What you have to do is draw big line. And this big line is inner stage. The big line is elevated stage. The big line is Swasthiti, self stage, self original stage. So Baba is saying, an elevated soul is one who overcomes every situation, adverse situation, with his own original stage. Now, original stage or swasthiti. What are the components of swasthiti? Elevated swasthiti means what? There has to be few components of it. First is sankalp. Thoughts. Make thoughts powerful and the stage would become powerful. Second, feelings, bhavana. Make bhavana, feelings, emotions powerful and the stage become powerful. The third component is vritti. In today's Sakar Murli, multiple times Baba said to check your own vritti. Are you getting trapped in name and form anywhere? If you get trapped in name and form, you do great disservice. Inner drishti, antar drishti, not the outside drishti. Antar drishti, inside drishti. Fourth, and then drishtikon, perspective or viewpoint. One is vritti, which can never be translated into English. Vritti means vritti. And drishtikon is viewpoint or perspective. And then your imagination. Your imagination. And last, smriti, awareness. So these are the components of swasthiti. The first component of swasthiti is sankalp. So unless and until thoughts are elevated to a higher platform, one cannot have powerful stage. Suddenly one is surrounded by a very difficult situation and we want very powerful mental stage. We cannot have immediately. All these things require long efforts. Bahut kal. All these things require long standing efforts. It's not overnight that one becomes, one can have powerful original stage. Persistent efforts, consistent efforts, non-stop efforts, long-standing efforts. So making thoughts powerful. And how do we make thoughts powerful? By churning knowledge. We make thoughts powerful by churning knowledge. We make thoughts powerful by becoming independent, by we make thoughts powerful by self-respect, by higher consciousness. So keep on reminding oneself who I am, what I am. Thoughts become powerful when we sit in silence, in solitude and churn. In today's Murli Baba said, become introverted and churn. Become introverted and check. Do I do everything according to maryada, moral rectitude, or where I get trapped? Am I having excessive attachment to my family members? You should have just namesake attachment, namesake love for the world. And have real love only for one father. So the first component of original stage or swasthiti is sankalp. Make the sankalp, make the thoughts powerful. And this is a very, very subtle process. Inch by inch. Making thoughts powerful. Checking the thoughts and making them powerful. Today, Sakar Murli Baba said, with honesty, tell everything to the father. If a patient is there and he is having some problem and he doesn't reveal his problem to the surgeon, probably the lump may get fungated or it may increase in size. If it is cancer, it will always start metastasizing. it will start spreading to another or other organs of the body, and then it will get detected at a very late stage. So when such a thing is happening, Baba is saying it should not happen with your mental stage. Reveal everything, be honest, tell Father, and you will become light. So thoughts need to be made powerful, and for making thoughts powerful you need one more thing, Swadhyaya. What is Swadhyaya? Self study, intense self study. One is class study, another is self study. One is going in the class and listening to class, lecture, Murli or whatever. Another is going alone, sitting alone and studying, reading something. So every day you should read something. How many pages at least every day? 50 pages at least. New. Every day something new one has to read. It's not the same thing, I know everything. You have to keep on reading. It's a student life. And the best student and the smart student is the one who keeps himself updated. So keep on reading new things. Gyanamrit is there. Make an aim that you finish Gyanamrit. No. First 5 days of the month. From 1st to 5th. You should finish reading it. You have to give some task to the mind. Do it like this. Then only it will do. Otherwise, okay, I'll see. I have a lot of time. I'll read later on. No, later on. Now. You have to create your own rules. You have to create your own regulations. You have to discipline your own mind. Nobody is going to give you award for that. It's a self-discipline. Nobody will come, oh, you have read, oh, good. So thoughts have to be made powerful by reading. Thoughts have to be made powerful by journeying. Thoughts have to be made powerful by self-respect. Swadhyaya. So Swadhyaya has a very important thing. In the scriptures, they mention 3 things. Shravan, Manan, and Ninidhyasan. These are the 3 words that have come everywhere in the scriptures. In Upanishads, in Vedas, Shravan, listen first of all. And then Manan, keep on thinking of it. And then Ninidhyasan. Ninidhyasan means putting that into practice. So Shravanam, Mananam, and Ninidhyasan. Listen to holy words. Listen to spiritual discourses. Listen to elevated versions. And then Chavan, Manan, and then Ninidhyasan. So Shravan, Manan, Ninidhyasan. With these 3-fold ways, master the knowledge. The sankalp have to be made powerful by reading, by journeying, by listening, by imbibing, by understanding, by discussing, by observing. Second is bhavana. The second component of swasthiti is bhavana. Our feelings, our emotions, one should be emotionally very strong. One should not be an emotional plaything. Somebody said something and you feel bad and start crying. Feeling Devi, the goddess of feeling. The god of feeling and goddess of feeling. Both are there. They feel bad. They don't like. So bhavana, one has to work at the level of emotions. Emotional quotient. So emotional quotient should be very strong. One should be very strong emotionally. Otherwise we find that the greatest of the warriors, they get emotional breakdown. It's shown in Mahabharata, when that Lakshmana is attacked by the energy arrow, Shaktiban. Lakshmana gets unconscious, almost about to die. And there is no hope that he will survive. So that Ram says, I don't want to fight now. If Lakshmana is not there, I am also not there. gone. Total emotional breakdown. But the ray of hope comes when Hanuman kidnaps the physician from Lanka. Shushen. Then he suggests, earlier he is not willing. I cannot help the enemy patient. But the spiritual or medical counseling by Hanuman and other people, and he agrees, okay, I'll see. And he says he's about to die, but it's an impossible to get the life-giving herb from Himalayas. But then Hanuman gets it. So emotionally one has to be strong, otherwise very strong person also suffers from emotional breakdown. An emotional breakdown will happen if we are very strongly attached with some person. If something happens to that person, everything is gone. A person is attached to his mother, his father, his brother, his sister, his friend, or some relative. And something happens to that relative. Sudden accident. Sudden death. So all Purusharth is gone. One is sunk in sorrow. A deep sorrow. And one doesn't want to come out of that sorrow. Stay in that sorrow for a long time. Bhavana, feelings have to be made strong, fortified, solidified. Then only one can progress ahead. But that also doesn't mean that one should become feelingless. One should have that emotional factor. But feelings of love, feelings of mercy, compassion, not gratitude and all those feelings are very good things. Even if somebody cries, it's not showing that he is weak. Crying is sometimes okay. Though Baba says, don't cry. Become crying proof. Then vritti. Vritti has to be made strong. Vritti is what? Vritti is the modification of chitta. Vritti means ripples. Vritti means there are six types of vrittis. Chitta vritti nirodha iti yoga. Patanjali has defined yoga as a chitta vritti nirodha. The control of vrittis is yoga. The modification of vritti is yoga. So, vrittis means ripples, disturbances which keep on happening in the mind. Just as you throw a stone in a pond and there are ripples. Those ripples are vrittis. So, very strong vritti or positive vritti is necessary for original stage or swasthiti. And then drishti, inside drishti, what you are seeing with the inner eye, third eye. Are you seeing body or are you seeing soul? And then drishtikon is perspective, viewpoint, positive or negative. What you see everywhere, positivity or everywhere negativity. So, optimistic or pessimistic, which personality we are. And then, imagination, kalpana. This is also an important thing. Because most of the time we spend in daydreaming, thinking what I will become, what I will become, what I will have. All the imaginations or visualizations. Half of the time humanity spends in visualization or imagination. Wasteful imagination. It's not creative. There are two types of imagination. Wasteful and creative. Wasteful imagination means like a lazy person goes to the shop, purchases milk, comes back home, boils the milk, drinks half milk, and lies down and thinking what I will do with this milk. Okay, with this milk then I will get curd and from the curd I will get butter, and from butter I will get ghee, and then ghee I will sell, and I will purchase hen, and from hen I will get eggs, and then I will sell eggs, and then I will have farm, dairy farm, and from the dairy farm, and then I will make it a big poultry, and then I will purchase cows, and then I will have a big house, then I will have wife, and then I will have children, and my children are very naughty, and I will hit them with a stick. And he hits them with the stick in the dream, and he hits the pot of milk, and everything is gone. So this is the wasteful imagination, daydreaming, thinking, oh, this will happen, that will happen, this will happen, that will happen, and nothing happens. So if your imagination is wasteful, how can you have original powerful stage? So for powerful original stage, one should have what? Very powerful imagination. Einstein has said, imagination is more powerful than knowledge. Imagination is powerful than knowledge. Very strong imagination. You have to see it in the mind's eye. Yes, such a thing is there. A man of imagination, creative imagination, wins. And one of the greatest name in the history of the world, in the history of scientists, Einstein was asked, who do you think is the most intelligent person on earth? Are you the one? He said, I am not the one. Then who is the one? Who was the person whom Einstein said? Einstein was asked, who do you think is the most intelligent? He says, I am not. No. Who was living at that time? Nikola Tesla. Nikola Tesla. Alternating current. Who invented this electricity? Because even Einstein was not very much in favor of Nikola, because he was very intelligent. He worked with Einstein, Einstein earlier. But he was very, very intelligent person, Nikola Tesla. One of the most powerful brain ever that was there in this cycle of 5000 years. Nikola Tesla. That's why in MRI CT scan, the unit is 3 Tesla, 4 Tesla unit. 4 Tesla, 3 Tesla, it's a unit. So he is the one who could see. He was very, very sharp. There's an English movie on him, Nikola Tesla, where everything is shown how his mind is sharp. So he was a man of imagination. He produced those things, showed those things. Even Edison was not in much in favor of him. Probably I will say he was jealous of him, because he introduced a new concept of alternating current, AC. Earlier there was a direct current, but he is the one who introduced this concept of alternating current. So that's why people were very much against him. But then, in spite of all those things, he fought. And that's why Einstein said, I am not. If you want to see the most intelligent person on earth, go and meet Nikola Tesla. So, Nikola Tesla. And the last is awareness. Smriti, awareness. Smriti. So, swastiti depends on smriti. What is your awareness? With what awareness one stays, one leaves, one moves around? So, small line and big line. If you want to make this line small without touching, what you have to do? Draw a big line. So, big line is swasthiti and small line is paristhiti. So, defeat the paristhiti. Overcome the circumstances, the adverse, incongenial situations, uncomfortable situations, adverse situation, unfavorable situations, by elevating swasthiti. So swasthiti depends on seven things. First, sankalp. Second, भावना, थर्ड वृत्ति, देन दृष्टि, देन दृष्टिकोण, देन इमेजिनेशन, देन अवेयरनेस, देन वृत्ति. वी ऑलरेडी सेड. सो दीज आर द सम थिंग्स विच कीप ऑन हैपनिंग विद इन द सोल. ऑल दीज थिंग्स आर विद इन. सो ट्राई टू एलिवेट ऑल ऑफ देम एंड ऑटोमेटिकली द स्टेज विल गेट एलिवेटेड. ओम शांति.